Good morning or afternoon for some people, or perhaps it's evening. Welcome to the July recording of the Edge God In Bible Study. We have an awesome focus this month, and it's our intention that you feel inspired as well as expanded in your ability to edge God into your words, thoughts, deeds, and actions. We, through the use of the Holy Scriptures and meditation, basically, it's our intention to integrate the teachings of Jesus into our daily thoughts, words, deeds, and actions, to meditate on God's words and perceptions and consider God's ways so that we make God recognizable more today than yesterday. And we give God permission to override us when we start to follow those shiny objects in life that don't lead to the fullness of life that Jesus died to give us in this world. So we have a great topic this morning, and I'm on the call again with my colleague and very close friend and sister in Christ, Dr. Estella. And our focus this morning is basically summed up in a simple soundbite: begin again, begin again.
Yeah. Yes.
Many times it's the self-saboteur as well as the great accuser, which is another name commonly used for Satan's tactics to pull us away from the fullness of life. The great accuser will have expectations and assumptions on how we feel we should show up in life. We fall short, and then it's cyclical. The guilt and the shame follow up, as well as the negative rumination and the blame game. We start to complain, blame, and justify, and it usually happens in our internal castle, wreaking havoc on the fullness of life that Jesus offers us. I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. And it gets very, very compromised when we forget our worth and value. So, Stella, why don't you guide us into some of our scriptures today and just kind of guide people as to where they can download our Edge God In Bible Study guide.
Okay, yes. So the important thing to realize today is that you want to live your new life. When you were born again through Jesus Christ, you have a new life, and you want to live your new life into the new person you've become in Christ. And there's obstacles along the way, right? We all fall short in the glory of God, but we all have been saved. So you don't lose that. You know, many people think they lose that, but you don't. So there's a couple of scriptures that I'll give you today to make sure you have. The first is 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I'll go into those in a minute. The next one's John 15:15. The next one's Philippians 4:13, John 14:16-17, and Galatians 5:16. And the last one I'll give you is Ephesians 4:23. So let's go to the first one, 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's when you were born again. The old is gone and the new life has begun. You're a new person. God gave you that, right, Lauren? We're born again. We're new. You don't lose.
Absolutely.
You don't lose it. And many people feel like, especially when they fall short of the glory of God, and they fall short, they feel like, I have lost my salvation. And then they get further and further away. But then that is Satan's deception, right? His deception of thinking that you're not good enough. Right, Lauren?
Absolutely, and it often walks hand in hand with a program of perfectionist. I will love and accept myself when, or feel accepted by God if and when. And so we have this list of the writing on our wall that we constantly reference that gives us that sense of falling short. And failure is simply a label we place on an undesirable outcome. And rather than flipping life into a schoolhouse of opportunity for learning and growth and using everything, God makes all things new, and using the experience of standing up again. I mean, if we didn't fall down, when we fall down, we stayed down, we'd all be crawling around the earth. But the fact is, because of our intention, our desire to learn how to walk upright, we've gained the skill set needed to maintain that inner balance. Metaphorically speaking, we can apply that to life overall, that we have the opportunity to stand up and begin again. And just a real side note here, on the site, we have a tab. It actually says study guide. You can click on that if you go to edgegodin.com. That's edgegodin.com. Click on study guide. You can download the study guide and put in those verses that Dr. Stella just read to us this morning. Mm-hmm. So, and then work through that study guide based on the topic, Begin Again, which is our
right.
topic today. But absolutely, Stella, it's
right.
really about beginning again. The old is right. gone, new has come.
The old is gone, new has come. So secondly, some people ask, okay, so why, you know, we all know that we're going to fall short. Sometimes we forget, though, because we're so fired up. It's like we're full of the Holy Spirit when we get saved. We're full of the Holy Spirit on Sunday. But then why do I fall short through the week? Well, John 15:15 says, very important scripture, apart from me, you can do nothing. But you can do something if you stay in Christ's word. And that's what we have a tendency to do as born-again Christians. We have a tendency to be fired up some days, and then we fall short the rest of the days, and we wonder why, because we're not staying in his word. And John 15 puts it so well, 15:15, that you know what? Apart from me, you can do nothing, and we need to realize that.
That's an awesome verse, too, because around that verse, John 15:15, is it speaks about remaining in the vine. I am the vine, you are the branch. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
With me, all things are possible, as Jesus said. All things are possible for those who believe. So one of my daily prayers is, more of you, dear God, and less of me. More of you, less of me. In that space of remaining as... And I love gardening, and I love the metaphorical analysis that you can see in nature, the fact that as soon as you snip off or prune for growth something from the vine, it lasts maybe half an hour without the resources of the actual fuel that's coming through the vine. And Jesus is our fuel. When we're looking to refresh or refuel, it's simply an invitation to go within and through prayer, through the portal of prayer and meditation, to pull back from the world and into that space of remaining, that we regain our footing and remembrance that, in fact, mm-hmm. apart from God, I can do nothing. And with God, I can do everything.
Right. So another one that supports that, too, is in Philippians 4:13. And everyone knows this one. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
One of my favorites.
I say this all the time.
Me too.
Especially when I'm going against, I know things that are going to attack me. The accuser, the attacker, I use this all the time. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, if you don't remember any verse,
that's my favorite. That's right by my sink.
I can do all things. When you have that doubt, I can do all things. I can do all things.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. When we, in order to basically kickstart or reboot our mind when we're drifting into negativity of, no, I can't do it, I can't, or I'm stuck, or feeling any guilt or shame, or feeling like we've fallen short, or we didn't do things to the expectation that we had for ourselves, so we become our own judge, worst judge, to remember, it's when we get into that place of despair, it's usually fueled because we're relying on our own efforts versus the power of the Spirit within us. Because the difference between how we know the difference between the flesh and the Spirit is when we get flared, you can be sure that you're in the Spirit, because the flesh, because the flesh has attachments. And an attachment is an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something, person, or situation, I can't be happy.
Yeah.
So it's essential for us to remember, this is just the way God wired us. And if we're alert and attentive and awake at the gate, then we can remember when we get flared, it's just an invitation to identify and adjust our perception from one of, I can do this. I need to do this. Oh my gosh, I didn't do this. I fell short. Mm-hmm. I didn't complete this on deadline. I wasn't able to finish this project. Oh my gosh, so-and-so did this better than me. All of this internal judgment comes from relying on self.
On self. And you just need to let the Holy Spirit help you. And John 14:16-17 talks about, I will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit who will help me and will keep me living. That's who you need to rely on. Ask the Holy Spirit. Call on him for help. Don't feel like, to Lauren's point, if we live on the flesh, we're not going to make it. We're not. But if you call on the Holy Spirit, He will come and help you in all ways, in all truth.
Absolutely. That's Philippians 4:13 is definitely a note card verse to put down. I can, and he could have said, I can do some things. I can do things when I'm not hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick. I can do a lot of things when I don't feel judged by the world. I can do things when I get my way. Things turn out the way I want it to. We can, whatever our muse is, but it's wow, literally a flat statement. I can do all things through Christ, through Christ who strengthens
through
me.
Christ.
The
Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that comes up is people ask, well, how do I stay on track and keep walking in the Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
So Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Love that.
And that is so true, because
When
you are fired up and you stay in the Holy Spirit and you're acting in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the other stuff doesn't come in. But when you're acting in the flesh, the lust.
Oh, God.
And all the
Animal
others,
planet, sister. It turns into animal.
Yes. Yes. So stay in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the fresh water, the cleansing water. You stay in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the heart.
That is such a beautiful, beautiful scripture. Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because as is also said, what does the Spirit have in common with the flesh? It's truly in our best interest when we give our spirit permission to guide our flesh versus our flesh permission to guide our spirit, because then we won't rise and fall depending on how the outer world judges or responds to us or doesn't respond to us, because then we have that inner anchoring. And this is what I believe we were talking about when we were praying for the topic for today, is to create that inner anchoring, that even when I think it would be beneficial to share that image that you shared with me in terms of what you saw with the ink in the water. And
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, what happens as Christian, and I saw a great analogy at Saddleback. One of the pastors there actually shared it, and he had a glass of water, and it was very clear, you know, water's clear, and that's when you first were saved, right? You were saved, you're fired for Christ, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're filled with this world, your whole month or week is just, you're just fired up. Then you leave, you know, you go and you go back to work, and then you start being angry with things that happened. So then he poured like red hot sauce in there. The water starts getting cleansed, but the evil sinking at the bottom. I'm mad. I'm evil. Then he pours in tea, like a tea, the Coca-Cola or something dark. That's the cloudiness that comes up. So anyway, basically the glass became full of all this stuff that happens throughout the week after your salvation, you know, all this stuff. And so then what you do is you start doubting yourself, right? You say, well, I really am not good enough. I've lost my salvation. You know, I can't do things all through Christ that strengthens me. I don't call on the Holy Spirit because I feel bad about all I've done. Then you start falling into Satan's trap and falling away for it. But we have to realize that if we call on him, if we stay on the word, and we pour more water back into that glass, clean water, which is Christ, his Holy Spirit coming back, it's going to clean that glass out, and you're going to be clean, cleansed again. It's a constant process. It's a commitment. It's a cycle of re-cleansing, asking forgiveness, continuing in his word. It can't just happen once a week or once a month, because then you lose it, and all of the world takes it away from you. So I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful analogy of how we need to stay in the Word of God and in His Holy Spirit so that we can act accordingly.
That's exactly it. And be very, very careful. This is something worth remembering from this call. Be very, very careful of inner accusations. A recent study revealed that self-compassion, particularly before bed, self-compassion that comes from accepting and this is as a Christian perspective, just taking this study and expanding it. Self-compassion is proving again and again to be such a key element for those people that experience true and deep and lasting life satisfaction before bed. Basically, giving yourself a break. It's amazing to me how quickly that we will forgive and release for other people around us, and yet for ourselves, we hold on to self-judgments because of our need to be perfect in order to feel as if we have worth and value. And so this is something that for sure the slippery serpents are going to slither in the back door of your castle and wreak havoc on your inner peace at night. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was stupid. Just the inner self-talk of accusation. And replacing it with self-compassion based on the forgiveness and love of Christ, begin again. I mean, simply look at how Jesus approached anybody that was stooped in a behavior that wasn't serving their highest good. He was full of compassion, and extended that compassion with a simple invitation. Is there anyone here to condemn you? No one.
It's about the attitude of your mind. You need to have the attitude. Ephesians 4:23 talks about be made new in the attitude of your mind.
Yes.
You know, you have that mental capacity to do that if you say in the Word, God gave it to you. Just let God do the work. We so many times try to, and I know I'm guilty of this. You know, I'm such an independent person and such a self-driven person that I want to do it all myself. Let God do the work, Estella. Let him do the work.
Less of me, more of you.
Let the word of God dwell on me richly. He's there. He's laying well.
And the cool thing, and I'm sure you noticed this too, sister, because I know that we've talked about this before, is as you realize that you're on God's time, that the only expectation, the only thing that you can really expect, that's another call that we're talking about doing, is releasing expectations and assumptions and entitlement around life. But really, the only thing we can expect every day is to be loved and adored by God every single day. If we have one expectation, may it be to be loved and adored by God on a day in, day out basis, because that's a given. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, we have that inner comfort that constantly flows from the inside out. As John 10:10 said, I have come that you may have life to the fullest, abundantly, fulfilled, expanded, spilling over, running into your lap, meaning you cannot give out to the world what you do not give to yourself or allow yourself to experience. So self-judgment is a huge tool that those little serpents will use to keep you stuck and outside of the joy of life that comes in with the new beginning. Is there anyone here to condemn you? No. Then begin again, begin again, begin again. And may you return quicker today than yesterday, quicker today than yesterday. When you do stumble and fall and rely on the world and give more authority to the world and the world's accolades and shiny objects than you do to God. That's also another alarm.
I love our study guide, and it talks about whatever is true, whatever is noble, right, pure, lonely, whatever is admirable, everything is praiseworthy. You know, Philippians 4:8, it just, you know, that is God. He's going to take care of us. He's going to lead us in the right direction. And
Absolutely.
He's going to forgive us. Remember, he's a forgiving God. We're going to fall short all the time.
Yes.
As long as we ask forgiveness and continue on, we're conquerors.
That's exactly it. And we're more than conquerors. More than conquerors. That's a promise, a scriptural promise, that we are more than conquerors because Christ has already overcome all that we feel has overcome us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simply remembering that and understanding the difference between a prideful nature and true pride, someone who is living a life and that has become their God. A prideful nature is the person who has a prideful nature is one who recognizes quickly that they're not aligned with the person they're committed to being. They recognize recognize it quickly so they feel the sting of a behavior that doesn't align with the person they're committed to being. And because they respond to that sting, they return to the source of their identity in Christ and God quickly, hopefully quicker each time, as I try to practice this myself. May there be less lag time today than yesterday in my ability to hear and respond to the voice of God within me.
And that is so key, Lauren, because the longer you wait to go back to what's going to cleanse you again, the harder it is to go back.
Absolutely.
Because Satan will put that guilt trip on you.
Guilt and shame.
You can't, and don't fall for it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you fall, go quickly to the altar and ask forgiveness.
Give more confidence. Give more authority to the blood of Christ and the opportunity to begin again, as Jesus put before anybody who was stooped in a behavior that wasn't serving their highest good and the good of all concerned. Jesus, out of compassion, wasn't berating them or cutting them down. He was calling them up, not putting them down, calling them up to a higher space that aligned with their highest good, and gave everybody the opportunity to begin again. We are the gatekeepers of that experience. So this has been a powerful topic today, Stella, and I know we want to try to keep these calls just 20 minutes. You know, in closing, really our focus is begin again today. Quicker today than yesterday. Step out of the guilt cycle or the should have. Stop shooting all over yourself. I should have done this. I should have done that. Go quickly back to the vine. If you feel yourself disconnected in any way, simply reestablish that connection. No, God, I give you more authority than this fear. God, I give you more authority than this self-judgment. I choose to think of myself as you think of me. Give me the grace to see people as they desire to be, including myself, rather than how my behavior shows up, so that I will live, move, and have my being in this higher awareness, as you just read in Philippians 4:8, this higher awareness of what is pure, what is, show me, dear God, what is lovely, what's admirable, what's excellent.
And you know, remember, if the attitude of your mind, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
Say that daily, every day, all day long, and you'll be amazed. We'd love to keep you longer. I know we have to head out, but if you guys, please go to the Edge.in website and blog, as well as we have our Bible study guide. Write some notes down. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And you can always blog, because we need more bloggers out there.
Absolutely. Respond to our blogs. We want to hear your insights, how the Spirit's moving and changing your life as well. This is a community site that God put on our hearts to put out there to help edge God back in to our words, thoughts, deeds, and actions on a daily basis. So thank you for your time today. And I'll just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you for this time to meet today. We thank you for putting the topic on our heart to help us to remember to begin again, no matter how big the lions and tigers and bears metaphorically seem to be in our lives. We pray that we would give you more authority and remember your call and your compassion, Jesus, as you walk the earth and called people that were stooped in behavior that wasn't honoring their highest good, and you constantly call us to higher ground for our greatest good on earth and the good of all concerned. So we just praise you and thank you for this time together. Bless the work of our hands and heart, and help us to remember that, yes, indeed, we can do all things through you, through the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in and through us, to accomplish your work on earth as we move through this earth school experience. We love you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise you, God. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Great call. Enjoy practicing.